big nuclear time bombs. Holy overeating. Holy roller coasters.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time for the Lion Sidekick Podcast.
Hey, heroes. Welcome back for another episode of the YM Sidekick Podcast. I'm Tom Pounder, your host. And this is where ministers come to get some cool tips and tricks and ideas on how to do ministry more effectively in a very digital and online world. And today we are joined by Adam McLaughlin. Adam, I have not had on the podcast for a little bit. He's been in a little bit of a transition lately, and we get into talking about that because he's got some cool opportunities for you and your church. But I brought Adam on to talk about social media, in particular about posting on social media. What's the right balance for posting on social media? How much is too much? How much is too little? What is the in-between there? What's the right balance for you and your ministry? And so Adam and I have a great conversation, including how my temperature might just be a little bit better than his temperature at the moment. So without any further ado, let's get into the conversation now with Adam McLaughlin talking about social media posting. With me right now is Adam McLaughlin. Adam, how are you?
Hey, Tom. I'm doing well. I'm a little bit cold today, but yes. I'm doing well.
Yeah, see, I think this might be one of the first times that we've ever talked where I'm at might be warmer than where you're at.
That's right. Yeah, it is 64 degrees here in Canada this morning, which actually the last couple of days it's been like 95.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So we woke up this morning. It was a pretty significant shift. So if I talked to you yesterday, I still might have at least been at par.
Yes. Yeah. We've got that heat wave going as well. And so it's been kind of crazy. Although right now it's 79 degrees. So I do have you right now. But hey, 64, that's pretty good though. That's nice and comfortable. Hey,
there's nothing wrong with that. I like it.
Yeah. All right. So obviously you're in Canada, not in Florida right now.
Right.
What's going on in the world of Adam McLaughlin?
Well, at the end of May, I moved from Florida back to Canada, which is where I was born and raised, and went back to helping businesses and churches with their digital marketing strategy. So I own my own business and I do that full time. And I love that I'm able to invest even more time in, you know, chatting with people and helping other churches impact their church and community.
Yeah, see, and we're going to get into this a little bit more on the back end as you get to share a little bit more about things. But I've already seen you in different environments on your trip from Florida to Canada. You've been stopping in and talking to everybody. It's been really kind of cool to see.
That's right. It's been a lot of fun. And it's only just beginning, which is pretty exciting.
Yeah, good. Well, that just means that you're more accessible to me now, and so that's really good.
You can call me whenever you'd like.
Good. That's what I like. Well, today we're going to talk about social media.
Yeah.
And, you know, the very broad topic of social media. But what we were going to talk about is something I think is really important. Again, finding the right balance in social media posting. So what is your initial take on that before we get into things?
Yeah, so I hear a lot of conversations, and I think it's a healthy conversation. I think it's a great question to ask about how often should my church be posting on social media? And, you know, part of it is I love the thought that people are either setting an expectation for themselves, you know, if they're a full-time church communicator, or maybe they're a volunteer in the space, or they're part-time. And that's why it's an important topic for me is, you know, what's too little on social media and what's too much? And how do you find that sweet spot? How do you find that balance?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, because again, I think what I think the underlying current is be consistent in what you're doing, find something and be consistent. And so that's the kind of the baseline for me. So I go back and forth on this all the time because sometimes, like I'm trying as a church communicator, I'm trying to share different content throughout, but I don't want to share too much. Is there a time that you can share too much social media stuff? Like what is that? Like where you're sharing just too much, where you're going way overboard?
Yeah, you could definitely overshare. So I think a scheduling tool is really important because it allows you to see, you know, everything you're going to share this week, everything you're going to share this month, and allows you to prep digital assets ahead of time. So for instance, if you're going to shoot a video and you want that to be on your Instagram on Wednesday, but on Monday, all you're putting up is a pre-made graphic from your pastor's quote on Sunday. Okay. So what I would do is on Monday, put up that quote and then spend the extra time working towards the video on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And without a scheduling calendar, you don't have that information in front of you. And so what happens without a scheduling calendar is you end up on Wednesday having all kinds of time. So you make 5 posts, right? So your audience didn't hear from you Monday or Tuesday because you were busy. They hear from you 5 times Wednesday, which just messes with the algorithm because you're not going to get as much engagement if somebody all of a sudden sees 5 blasts from you. They might pick one to engage with. So it's going to show like a 20% engagement. Yeah. And then the rest of the week, you're kind of like hit and miss as well, right? And then you never actually get that video done because you only had 1 hour on Wednesday and you didn't use the hour on Monday or Tuesday. So now instead of the video you wanted, you put up a sermon quote or, you know, your set list. Don't get me started. That's a soapbox thing. So, you know, you slap something together, you put it up, and it doesn't get the engagement that a video would have because you didn't plan ahead.
Yeah.
Right. So I think that's one of the big things. And I've seen this not just in churches, but also with businesses, where all of a sudden someone will realize that it's Thursday and they were wanting to post something every day this week. And so they decide they're going to post 4 things between 10 and 11 a.m. on Thursday because they're thinking like quantity matters and your scheduling matters just as much as your quantity.
Yeah. I agree completely with you on this, and I'm glad you talked about this because sometimes when I'm reading things, again, I think social media managers understand the importance of a schedule, you know, tool, but I think there's other people who like to say, oh, having a scheduling tool is terrible because it's not organic and you're not sharing the stuff. But the scheduling tool is so important for me because it does help me navigate my time, it navigates my week, and I'm able to post things throughout. And I've actually gotten very, very strategic with it. When I was scheduling things before, I wasn't as strategic with it. But now I really do have a full plan of what I want each week to look like. And then also when people inundate me with tons of content saying, I need this. So I'm like, well, let's see how I can fit into my overall schedule. Now it gives me flexibility too with that. So I really love the scheduler.
Yeah. And I think it, you know, it also gives you that out, you know, where somebody says, hey, I've got this idea. And I want to put a 12-minute video that we need to create and edit with titles. And I want it to go on our Facebook this afternoon. And you might be able to say, hey, you know what? It's really not going to fit the schedule, the strategy this week. But what if we shot a 2-minute video? Or what if instead of all the edits, we might be able to shoot a 10-minute live video, mm-hmm. you know, and that literally 10-minute live video takes 12 minutes because, you know, you turn on the lights and press record and away you go, right? So I think there is value not only for you personally as a church communicator, but also for the rest of your team to see, hey, you know, we've got a strategy around what we're posting and when. Yeah. We can't just, you know, throw that up in the air because you had a great idea.
Yeah, no, I agree. And again, you're exactly right. It gives them the opportunity to share stuff with you because you want to get content from them and you want to get their involvement in it.
Right.
But also you have to, I mean, you have a plan. And again, in my case too, where I'm not just a full-time church communicator, I've got many other responsibilities at my church. It's a vital tool for me. And it also helps me be able to say yes to things and no to things as well. So it's really cool. Well, here, let me ask you this. Again, you kind of hit on it a little bit with posting too much or posting too little. Have you found there to be certain time frames, like times during the day that posts better and get more engagement? What have been your thoughts on that?
Yeah, so Facebook, actually, if you go into the insights in your Facebook page, so at the top when you log into your account, you visit your page, you go to insights at the top, it'll tell you when your peak times that people are engaging and visiting with your page. Mm-hmm. And so there's kind of two thoughts, and I like to play both. So one is, do you post on the off times to try and get more consistent engagement regularly? Yeah. Or do you post on the peak times because you know that's when you're going to get your best exposure? And I like to play with both of those things. Because the reality is that even if you get your best exposure, you know, during the week between 1 and 3 p.m., there's going to be a business person or a stay-at-home mom who is not available during those times, who if you only post during those times isn't going to see your content. So I like to post on a Thursday night at, you know, 9 o'clock when I know the kids have just gone to bed. Mom and dad have sat down. They've pulled out their phone. They're probably poking through Facebook while they watch their TV show in the background, right, while they're watching Netflix. And post content there that might be relevant to that person. So I like to post, you know, parenting information, you know, about an upcoming parenting workshop or about a parenting small group. Like on an evening around 9 o'clock, I like to post information about a business lunch that might be a networking event or an opportunity for us to, you know, take a bunch of people from our church to the Chamber of Commerce networking event, let's say. Mm-hmm. I like to post that, you know, kind of in that lunch break spot on Facebook. So you have to understand when your audience is probably going to be on, specific to your post content. Mm-hmm. And then there are general things like, hey, it's a great opportunity to invite a friend, share this post to invite a friend this weekend. That kind of content is best to post at peak times because you want the most people to see that.
Yeah.
So Facebook Insights gives you that right there in the page. There's a tool that I like called Twiriad, which is like Twitter and period, like time period.
Oh, okay.
So it's Tweriod.
Okay.
And if you go to Twiriad.com and you put in your Twitter handle, it'll tell you when those peak times are during the week for your Twitter account.
Nice.
Yeah. And so I like to, you know, really target those peak times. In Twitter, I want to be specific to those peak times because it's chronological and it's not filtered. Right. So people see everything from everyone they follow. So then we're trying to hit peak times. We're not necessarily trying to get off times simply because that's when the audience is in place and most likely to see your tweet.
Yeah.
Instagram's a different ball of wax because they keep changing up their algorithm. Yeah. So initially it was like Twitter where you saw everything from everyone you followed. Mm-hmm. And now it's a lot more like Facebook as far as, you know, liked content is more likely to be shown. And it's not native to share on Instagram. So it is kind of its own ball of wax. So for Instagram, I like to post regularly and I like to vary the time. And I'm sure there are some insights. I haven't, you know, dug in too deep with them, but there are ways to find out when people are likely engaging on Instagram.
See, that's cool. Yeah, definitely the insights will help you. I like that Twitter period one. I'll include the link to it on the show notes, but I'm going to have to check that out on mine.
Yeah.
Here's my question in regards to different social media channels and scheduling. Now, I'm a consistent two times during the day on Facebook. That's what I like to do. And, you know, I found good success with that. Sometimes I'll change it up a little bit, depending on content. But Twitter, I will post more often and I will post, you know, evergreen content, older content that's relevant so that people can discover that. Have you found, especially with Twitter being just a simple flow of content, that it's better to post more on Twitter if you can than on Facebook?
Yeah, so I use it. Okay, two answers. One, yes, the life of a tweet is about 24 minutes.
Yeah.
So you can post every half hour, mm-hmm. and people will not get annoyed with seeing too much of your content, unless you're the only person they follow, in which case they've probably done that on purpose, right?
Yeah,
so.
Right.
The life of a tweet, again, it depends how many people somebody follows, but the average life of a tweet is about 24 minutes. So you could safely post every half an hour without annoying people. I wouldn't personally do that. I would like to be, you know, 1 to 2 hours. You know, I don't have any issue with posting 10 to 12 times a day on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I use is a tool called Recur Post, RECURPOST.com.
Right.
And what you can do is you can load up, like you said, all that evergreen content. So for somebody who's listening, evergreen content is kind of like an evergreen tree. It's always valuable. So, you know, promoting your Easter concert is not evergreen content.
Right.
Or talking about Christmas is coming up, invite a friend, that's not evergreen. But something about, you know, here are 5 scriptures to help you parent better.
Mm-hmm.
Or here are, you know, if you do community focused stuff, here are 5 restaurants where you can have the kids eat free Monday to Friday.
Yeah.
In your community. All of that's evergreen content because it's not specific to a time or place. Yeah. And so I like to load up RecurPost with evergreen content, and I use RecurPost. My favorite is for Twitter. So set that up every, you know, once an hour, once every 2 hours on Twitter, 5-6 times a day is really reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
And load up your evergreen content. It just keeps recycling it on rotation.
So that's really cool. Now, have you found a scheduling tool that allows you to combine everything into one so you can have that recurring post often, or whether it's Buffer or Hootsuite, or have you found one that just really fits your style?
I haven't. So I have scheduled a Facebook. I use RecurPost for Twitter.
Yeah.
And I use Grum for Instagram.
Yeah.
And actually there's another app. Oh, we'll have to put the link in the show notes. I'll send it to you, Tom.
Okay.
I've forgotten what it's called, but it will allow you to schedule your Instagram stories.
Oh, so if stories.
Yeah. So if you have a complicated story with multiple frames and you know, like it's going to take 20 minutes to get all your frames up, and you don't want it to, you don't want somebody to see 10 minutes into your 20 minute scheduling and only see half the story,
yeah,
then it'll actually allow you to schedule your Instagram stories. So that's a new tool that I'm playing with. Obviously it's new enough that I don't remember the name. So,
no,
but, I do use Hootsuite for like a kind of a high level overview.
Yeah.
So I use it to kind of say, okay, here's what we're tracking on this day.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I will use Hootsuite to native schedule one thing a day. So I am still getting that, you know, that topic in place, that one big thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll kind of schedule the ins and outs with some of the other tools that we talked about.
Yeah, that's really cool. I use Hootsuite a lot. And I often I'll do organic posts just as they kind of happen. But I like to have Hootsuite just to give me that overview, the higher picture, like kind of what you said.
Right.
So it makes me know where I'm at and what I need to do. But then it gives me the freedom then to post those organic posts without overstepping each other. Like the one problem I hate, and I've done this on my personal account, not on my the church's accounts that I cover, but I'll post an organic post and then realize I had a scheduled post on my personal one like 2 minutes later. I'm like, dang it, I hate that. Well, this has been awesome. What other insights, as we kind of wrap up now, what other insights would you give us in regards to social media posting, the time, the scheduling? What would you say about that?
Yeah, I'll go back to your organic post because I think it is important that even though we have scheduled posts, it's important to feel like this is an ongoing thing, right? It's important to feel like social media isn't entirely pre-planned. So it's totally cool to take a picture at your staff meeting and say, hey, we're talking about our summer event that's coming up. We can't wait to hear what your ideas are. Or, you know, we're trying to decide between, you know, hamburgers and hot dogs or an ice cream sundae bar. What would you vote? Right. And take a picture of your staff meeting. Right.
Yeah,
I think most reasonable people would vote ice cream. So, so I think that's an important thing to consider. We're not using the scheduling tool to replace organic or replace what's going on in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
We're using it as a tool to make sure we're maintaining consistency. And I think that is the important thing. If you are only able to post, let's say, two posts a day, right? Let's just say that's what your capacity is. Maybe you're a volunteer. Maybe you have a lot of other things on your plate. You can only do two social media posts a day. Then stick with Facebook and do two really great posts on Facebook every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you can find a volunteer to help you with Twitter or a volunteer to help you with Instagram, then, you know, move in that direction. But don't one day schedule a post on Facebook and one on Instagram, and the next day it's two on Twitter. And the next day it's two on Instagram, and then the next day it's none because you got busy. Yeah. So pick your battles kind of thing. Pick your channel and invest in your channel really heavily. Build an audience there. You know, depending on your audience, you may say, you know, Instagram's really my channel. Now we know Facebook's the largest platform. It's got the widest audience. And so maybe you say, okay, I've got the capacity to post three times a day. Okay, well then you're always posting one time on Facebook and twice on Instagram if you feel that's where you're getting your most traction. But wherever it is, pick something that you could be consistent with. Don't say, okay, you know, this Sunday I'm going to do 10 posts on Instagram, and then the rest of the week is maybe once or twice.
Yeah, I agree. And it's all about that consistency. You have to develop that consistency.
Right.
Because then people will know what to expect. If they come to your Facebook page on a Monday and realize that you haven't posted in 2 weeks, they're like, oh, they're not even really active on there. And they're likely not even going to follow you. So again, pick something that you're really good at. Start small and then build up, especially as you build confidence in the social media postings and what you can do and what you cannot do. So this I agree. I think you're right on. So this has been fantastic, Adam. I really appreciate this. Before I let you go, though, I want to dive into this, what you're doing a little bit more, because, again, you were working at a church in Florida. Now you're going solo. Tell us what you're doing. Tell us how people can connect with you and what you give us all that.
Yeah. So you can always check out my blog, adammclaughlin.net, and staying current there with new information. And if you want to chat with me, of course, you can send me a contact form at adammclaughlin.net. But the easiest way is to go into the Digital Bootcamp group and ask a question and tag me.
Oh, dang.
And then say, hey, listen, this is the, you know, hey, Adam, I've got this question. And the cool thing is that if I don't have an answer to it, I'll be able to tag somebody else who also will have an answer to it. So, you know, and if that person doesn't have an answer, they'll tag someone else who may have an answer. We'll get you the answer you need. You know, I don't have all the answers. I've got a lot of ideas and I'm willing to fake it, but I'm also willing to tag somebody who I think has the answer you're looking for. And, you know, my schedule is very flexible right now, and, would love to connect with anybody who's interested.
Yeah, dude, it's awesome. Well, thanks for giving the Digital Bootcamp plug there. I appreciate that. And you're actually going to do a road tour. I mean, of sorts. You're hopping in an RV and just traveling.
That's right.
So what's that all about?
Well, my wife and I have 3 boys, 9, 6, and 4. And with this transition from Florida back to Canada, we don't have any obligations as far as you know, a mortgage or a place. That we have to be. And so we thought, you know what, wouldn't it be fun if we bought a trailer, we've renovated it, you can watch my Facebook page for updates, and we're going to travel for a year. We're going to visit a bunch of churches, and we're going to see how different churches do different things. We're going to blog about what it's like to be a first-time guest at all kinds of different churches, probably a lot of churches your listeners have heard of, and probably a lot of churches they've never heard of. And that's kind of the exciting thing for me, is kind of to explore all the amazing ways that the church is expressed and God's love is expressed in all different communities. So we're looking forward to that and continuing to help churches impact their community.
Yeah, dude, this is awesome. I can't wait to read all about all your first-time visits and everything like that, because it will be great to have that, just a new insights and kind of share what you're learning with all of us so that we can kind of learn from that as well in our context. So that's really, really cool.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Well, Adam, as always, thank you so much for joining me. I look forward to talking with you some more and hearing about all your adventures. So thanks, Adam.
Sounds good, Tom. Thanks for having me.
All right. So there you have it, my conversation with Adam. And I just appreciate Adam just, I mean, shamelessly giving the Digital Bootcamp a plug, and encouraging people to go there. I give every guest an opportunity to share their stuff and to promote their stuff. And he goes and kind of promotes the Digital Bootcamp, which I run. So I think that's kind of fun. If you don't know about the Digital Bootcamp, I would strongly encourage you to go to Facebook. I'll include a link in the show notes, but I would definitely encourage you to go there. It's a great opportunity for just average everyday ministers. You don't have to be a church communication or social media specialist to do this. This is for any minister who wants to learn more digital tools, how to improve their reach and be more effectively in a digital world. And so that's what we do on Digital Bootcamp. So I would encourage you to sign up for that. All right. Well, I would love to hear your feedback now. And so if you heard something today in our conversation with Adam about social media posting and scheduling, and you have questions or thoughts, hey, I would love to hear your thoughts on this and what you use. So go over to Twitter
and hit me up on Twitter at TA Pounder. And let's continue the conversation there, talking about social media posting, scheduling, what tricks and tools you have found to be effective in your kind of ministry. I would love to hear that as well. But I would also love for you to subscribe to this podcast if you really enjoyed it. Head over to iTunes or ymsidekick.com. You can subscribe to the podcast there. It's on Apple iTunes. It's on Google Play. You can also check out the blog, the vlogs, and my Twitter ebook is on there as well. I would love for you to check all that out as well. All right, heroes. Well, I hope you enjoyed the conversation. I hope you are having a great day, and I hope you have a great rest of the week. So until next week, have a great one.